Yonah Aleph Pasuk Tes. Yonah has now been the unfortunate lottery winner. We know whose fault it is that the boat is being attacked by a giant storm that is not impacting any other craft on the waves. There's a little kid in floaties swimming right by the boat, and he's having no problem. But this boat is about to collapse. So they say, Yonah, what did you do? Where do you come from? What might be the problem that you can't seem to fix? Vayomer Aleihem Ivri Anochi. Which is a great song. Is it a Benny Friedman song? Not Benny Friedman. It's one of the other new guys with a big beard. And he said to them, I am an Hebrew. I'm a Jew. Right away, the UN condemned genocide. I am a Hebrew. It's me, Tucker Carlson. I am a Hebrew. Ves Hashem Elokei HaShamayim Ani Yorei. And I fear the Lord God of heaven. So first and foremost, you asked what land and from what people. I'm in Ivri. I fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do not do anything dishonest. Radak says, I am a completely honest guy as the day is long. Asher also has Hayom Ves Hayabasha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made the land, the dry land. He made the sea, not in that order. He created everything. So he can go after me even on the ocean. Yud vayiru anashim, yiru gedola. And the men immediately were panicked. They said, you said he made the sea, right? So you ran away to the ocean and got a ticket on our boat. And now our boat is under attack. Hello? Vayom rei lav mazosa sisa. They said, what have you done? There's mamish, not even a better question that they could ask. What have you done? The men knew that he was running away from God. So maybe it's also on the men a little bit. They should have known that he was trouble. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Asked Tetei. He was running away from God. Because he had told them, I am fleeing the good Lord, who is the king of the dry land and the king of the ocean and the king of all. He said to them, I fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to Radak, this was actually, he didn't tell them in advance, so it's not their fault. It's during this conversation. They said, Vayur Anashim, Yor Gadola. They were very afraid, and they said, what have you done? And he answered, I'm a prophet, and Hashem sent me to Nineveh, and I didn't want to go. So I left. I left Eretz Yisrael. And they got from that, oh, so you thought you were running away from God? Are you kidding me? So the men immediately jumped to a conclusion. What do we need to do to you? This is a great question. Anytime a Jew is involved. What do we need to do to you to fix this? So the sea will quiet down and subside and calm. Now, it's not that they're looking to make him a scapegoat, but they're looking to make him a scapegoat. They say, what should we do to you? There's got to be something we could do to you. Tell us what our course of action should be, says Ibn Ezra, simply put. Because in a manner of speaking, and one of the later commentators from the 1700s says that when he said, I'm a Navi Hashem, they didn't want to lay hands on him. Because if they lay hands on him, then how are they ever going to be found innocent of whatever they do to him? So Manaseh Loch isn't what should we do to hurt you, what should we do to punish you, what should we do to get rid of you. It's what shall we do that's appropriate, what shall we do that's allowed. And not only that, if we try to help you escape from God, Hashem has already made it clear that he's going to sink our ship from under us. So we can't continue to help you escape from God. So they said, what should we do? You're a Navi, you know the will of God, that already puts you on a very high level. Malbim says, are you ready to do your job? Ma na'aseh lach, what should we do to you? But what do you need to do that we should go along and bring you back? Are we supposed to bring you back to Nineveh? We'll do that. We'll bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. We'll do that. Whatever it is. Tehillim, Kuf Zion, is all about those who go down to the sea in ships. There are great poems and edifices with this all over New England about those who go down to the sea in ships. And sailors are considered to be very righteous men. because they recognize Yad Hashem. When they are out there facing, like Marky Mark Wahlberg, the perfect storm, when they are out there at sea, there is no opportunity for them not to believe in God when you see giant tidal waves and tsunamis. You're in constant danger. So you see the wonders of the deep. You see what it means to be out there all alone in the ocean. So v'yishtok hayam me'aleinu is very literal. To save us, we need the sea to subside. Ki hayam holeich v'soer, because the sea is growing stormier and stormier. It's increasing in intensity. Says Masudas David, you can't procrastinate. Don't wait. Tell us what to do, and we will do it.